Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, face masks are now mandatory in Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department due to the flu outbreak. A Derry woman says taking drugs is playing Russian roulette with your mental health. The new year is off to a chilly start with a nationwide status yellow temperature and ice warning in place from this evening. And Donegal recorded one of the highest number of road deaths in the country last year. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk at around 5:15 and Chris Ashmore has all the latest farming news and views after the obituary notices. Face masks are now mandatory in Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department. 166 patients are being treated for flu in the west and northwest region today, leaving health services under significant pressure. The HSC is asking the public to help reduce the spread of flu by adhering to visiting restrictions and infection control measures which have been introduced. With more, here's Bella Finn.
Face masks are now mandatory in all emergency departments in the northwest, while they are encouraged in all other areas of the hospital and across all residential facilities. It's in a bid to protect patients and staff. Visitors are also asked to wash their hands and use hand gel regularly. At Letterkenny University Hospital, those with symptoms of cold, flu, COVID-19 or any viral illness are told not to visit loved ones in hospital. This includes a high temperature, aches and pains, headaches, a sore throat or a cough. Visits must be postponed until 48 hours after symptoms have cleared. Finally, those seeking non-emergent treatment are urged to seek alternative pathways of care, such as out-of-hours GP and the pharmacy. Anyone with breathing difficulties or chest pains should attend the emergency department for treatment.
Full advice from the HSC can be found on our website highlandradio.com. A junior minister says he's hopeful a coalition can be formed within the next 3 weeks. Negotiations between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are set to resume tomorrow after the Christmas break. The two parties will continue talking to the Social Democrats and the Regional Independent Group. Minister Neil Richmond says he thinks the government will be in place by January 22nd.
No, at this stage it's just been Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael so far, but we will be inviting in a third party, as I said, in the coming days. There's quite a bit to work to. I would be hopeful and ambitious that we could have a government by the 22nd of January.
A Derry woman says taking drugs is playing Russian roulette with your mental health. Sinead Murphy has suffered from psychosis after taking a psychedelic drug a number of years ago. She's now been episode 3 for 3 years. However, she says people need to be aware that the belief of taking drugs once won't do you any harm is a total misconception.
I definitely want to make people more aware of the dangers of it. I'm not saying that it's 100% dangerous, because I know there's microdosing, there's medical care, like in other countries where it's legal to get benefits from. But most of the time you're playing Russian roulette with your mental health doing this stuff. It's definitely something to think about before you do it.
Met Erin is warning temperatures could drop as low as minus 10 degrees next week. A status yellow low temperature and ice alert will come into effect nationwide in around an hour's time at 6 o'clock this evening. Met Erin meteorologist Joanne Donnelly says there's likely to be snow on the way for certain parts of the country. She says temperatures could drop to as low as minus 5 tonight, with further cold weather on the way.
We've got rain coming up from the south and this cold air coming down from the north, and those two meet, rain turns to snow and sleet. So if it stays on the ground, then it gets colder and colder still, because the sun, what little sun does come through, gets reflected away in the daytime. So it could get as low as minus 10 next week. Now, there's a lot can happen between now and then.
All Donegal winter maintenance designated routes are to be treated from 8 o'clock this evening. They were gridded earlier this afternoon as temperatures plummet with the arrival of that warning. Donegal County Council are urging all drivers to assume that no road is ice free, and a list of the routes can be found on our website highlandradio.com. A cycling group says the Road Safety Authority needs to change its focus if Ireland is to crack down on road deaths. 2024 saw a slight decrease in the number of lives lost on the roads, but the trend of young fatalities continued for a second year. Donegal recorded one of the highest numbers of road deaths in the country last year. 18 people died in the county's roads in 2024, an increase of 80% compared to 10 road fatalities on the county the previous year. Dublin, Cork and Mayo, along with Donegal, accounted for 45% of the total fatalities in Ireland last year. Nessa Welby from the Irish Cycling Campaign says the message isn't getting through and it's time to change tactics.
Along with the implementation of the active travel infrastructure, we need to see reform of the RSA. We need them to start applying a safe systems approach to road safety that's based on data rather than on advertising. So that would be our hope for the new year, that it will be a priority for the new government.
House prices in Donegal were 5% higher at the end of last year compared to the same time period in 2023. The average price of a home in the county is now €217,000, according to DAF.ie. The average cost of buying a home nationally was just over €332,000 in the last quarter of 2024. Ronan Lyons, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin and author of the report, explains where the most expensive houses in Ireland are located.
The average price in Dublin 14 is about €600,000. In South County Dublin, it's closer to €700,000. And in Dublin 6, it's somewhere in between. They're the most expensive places in the country. If we look outside of Dublin, well, we don't have to go too far. The most expensive market outside Dublin is Wicklow, €425,000. Unfortunately, the second-hand market has seen a big fall-off in how many properties are coming on and how many properties are available at any particular point in time. And if you look at the number of second-hand homes available to buy in December, it's about 10,500, which, to put that in perspective, the 2015 up to 2019 period, typically we would have seen about 25,000.
The final tally of new car registrations in 2024 has been released today by the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. In Donegal, 2,765 new cars were purchased, up 7.25% from 2023. The county's seen the second largest increase in Ireland, following Leitrim at 8.46%. However, Donegal recorded a 31.8% decrease in the number of electric vehicles purchased. Last year, 208 new EVs were bought, down from 305 in 2023. Meanwhile, Letterkenny has seen the highest NCT pass rate in Donegal for 2024. Over 54,000 tests were carried out at the four centres in the county between January 1st and December 23rd last year. Carndonagh Test Centre recorded the highest fail rate. Michaela Clark has more.
The NCT pass rate in Donegal was 46% in 2024. Of the 54,051 tests carried out at the test centres in Letterkenny, Donegal Town, Carndonagh and Derrybeg, 25,006 passed, 24,792 failed due to major faults and 4,253 vehicles failed due to their dangerous condition. 2,000 dangerous fails were recorded in Letterkenny, 1,100 in Donegal Town and 600 in both Carndonagh and Derrybeg. The Letterkenny Test Centre had the highest pass rate in Donegal in 2024 at 47%, while Carndonagh had the highest fail rate at 47.5%.
Residents in Muff have been left stressed and terrified after a dangerous driving incident in the village on New Year's Eve involving around 20 cars. Local residents were woken by the motorists performing donuts and diffing in the Warrenview area during what's understood to have been an organised meet-up. An investigation has been launched by Gardaí. There were other similar incidents reported in Bridgend and Fulcara over the Christmas period. Councillor Terry Crossan says the situation could have been a lot more serious.
In our incident here, there was actually an ambulance was caught up in this behaviour. Its progress was impeded. That could have had very serious implications. Had that ambulance been involved in an accident with any of these other vehicles, it could have been a more serious situation. A very busy junction, and you know, it's one of the main arterial routes between Derry and Donegal. It's always a very busy junction, and again, you know, anything can go wrong. It could end up in disastrous consequences, and you know, it's not a joke. It isn't a game, and people don't need to be subjected to that type of behaviour. But I am happy from my conversations with Ann Gardaí that all efforts are being made to identify the people who were involved in this specific incident. And, you know, obviously there needs to be wider measures to try to stamp it out across the board.
Gardaí in Donegal are warning motorists when defrosting their cars to not leave them unattended, particularly in built-up areas. They're warning people to not make life easy for opportunist thieves by leaving vehicles running with no one remaining inside. Gardaí are also appealing to drivers to ensure tyres and wipers are adequate for cold driving conditions. A school principals organisation says students are not being taught by unqualified staff. A draft report from the Department of Education, seen by the Irish Times, shows 800 teaching posts were filled last year by teachers not qualified to teach the subject. It comes amid an ongoing shortage of teachers, particularly in Dublin and in other large towns and cities. But Paul Crone, director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, says teachers are qualified in the subjects they're teaching, but that may not be recorded on the official register.
To reassure parents that schools are not plucking people off the streets to teach maths or Irish, there are people who have the expertise in that area. There's an issue getting almost every subject in certain areas, but the figures sound a lot worse than they are. You may have a teacher who is a qualified science teacher and they have studied maths for 4 years, but on their teaching council registration it says physics, chemistry or biology. It doesn't say maths. But they're eminently experienced to teach maths. You might also have trainee teachers or people who have a degree in maths but don't have the teacher qualification, but they're considered out of field or unqualified.
A Donegal animal charity has issued a warning to pet owners in the Ballinatra area to be vigilant. It's after a number of incidents of suspected poisoning. Animals in Need Donegal say one cat has died and three others had to be treated following the alleged incident. They are advising that cat poisoning can also be accidental, with the poison intended for rodents instead. The time's just gone, 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and Rangers have ended Celtic's 19-game unbeaten run this evening. Philip Clement's side won this afternoon's Old Firm Derby 3-0 at Ibrox after goals from Yanis Hadji, Robin Proper and Danilo. That defeat sees the Hoops lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership cut to 11 points. Elsewhere, Aberdeen's abject form is continuing. They were beaten 2-1 at home to Ross County. Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti has remained tight-lipped on whether they'll make another move for Trent Alexander-Arnold this month. The Liverpool defender is out of contract this summer, and reports today suggested that the European champions are considering a €20 million bid to sign him in this window. Ancelotti refused to be drawn on the speculation at a press conference this afternoon, insisting they already have a great squad. Well, Leicester manager Ruud van Nistelrooy says he and the club's board are aligned in their vision for the January transfer window. The Dutchman wants to add to his squad as they fight for Premier League survival. They're currently second bottom, 2 points from safety, and van Nistelrooy hasn't ruled out speaking to former club Manchester United about the availability of players.
It's important to use my network as well in opportunities to strengthen the squad. And we're looking at all possibilities to help this team reach their target. So, yeah, we're looking everywhere.
Manchester United have inquired how much it will take to sign Victor Gyökeres from Sporting this January. Manager Ruben Amorim has reportedly insisted to the United board that he cannot wait until the summer to bring the Swedish striker to Old Trafford. Gyökeres has a release clause of just over €96 million in his current contract. Here at home, St Pat's have been boosted by the return of defender Sean Hare to Inchicore. The 30-year-old has left Shamrock Rovers after four seasons, where he won three league titles. Hare will reunite with Pats manager Stephen Kenny, under whom he won two Premier Division titles and two FAI Cups during a four-year stint with Dundalk. In Dart's teen sensation, Luke Littler aims to reach a second successive World Championship final tonight. He goes up against Stephen Bunting at the Alexander Palace in London. Before that, three-time champion Michael van Gerwen plays Chris Dobie in the other last four tie, and the Dutchman says he's well-placed to reach the final.
I've got a lot of confidence and I've got a lot of experience, especially above anyone else who's left in the tournament. We're going to see what's going to happen. I need to make sure I keep maintaining this focus. And as long as I keep maintaining this focus and this belief, I can do a lot more.
Moving on to golf, reigning Open champion Xander Schauffele heads the field at the Century Tournament of Champions, which begins later. He's due to tee off alongside Wyndham Clark and Ludvig Åberg shortly after 7:30 Irish time. In tennis, Novak Djokovic remains on course to win his 100th career ATP title after reaching the quarterfinals of the Brisbane International. He got past Gael Monfils in straight sets in their last 16 clash. In rugby, La Rochelle will be without winger Teddy Thoma for their Champions Cup clash with Leinster later this month. The France international has been banned for 4 games after being cited for an incident during their top 14 game against Clermont. Ronan O'Gara's side renew their rivalry with the Blues on Sunday, January 12th. And finally, the woman who held the title of world's oldest living Olympic gold medalist, Agnes Coletti, has died at the age of 103. Coletti claimed her first gold at the Helsinki Games in 1952 before collecting 4 more in Melbourne 4 years later. With 10 medals in total, she is Hungary's second most successful Olympian of all time. That's all your sport for today. Back with more tomorrow morning. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Looking now to the weather forecast for this evening. It will be cold with a mix of clear spells and scattered wintry showers. Northwest winds will be light to moderate, cold and mostly dry tonight with clear spells. More scattered showers will spread from the north, some of them to be wintry. Lows of -5 to 0 degrees with widespread frost and some ice developing. And a reminder again that that yellow low temperature and ice warning gets underway at 6 o'clock in around 40 minutes time. To conclude this evening's news, face masks are now mandatory in Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department. 166 patients are being treated for flu in the West and Northwest region today, leaving health services under significant pressure. The HSE is asking the public to help reduce the spread by adhering to visiting restrictions and infection control measures which have been introduced. A Derry woman says taking drugs is playing Russian roulette with your mental health. Sinead Murphy has suffered from a psychosis after taking a psychedelic drug a number of years ago. She says people need to be aware that the belief taking drugs once won't do you any harm is a total misconception. The new year is off to a chilly start with a nationwide status yellow low temperature and ice warning in place from this evening. It'll come into effect at around 40 minutes time and will stay in place until 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. However, the cold weather is expected to continue into the weekend. An advisory has also been issued for widespread frost and ice with sleet and snow potentially on the cards for some areas on Saturday. And finally, Donegal recorded one of the highest number of road deaths in the country last year. 18 people died on Donegal roads in 2024, an increase of 80% compared to 10 road fatalities recorded in the county the year previous. Dublin, Cork, Mayo, along with Donegal, accounted for 45% of the total fatalities in Ireland last year. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. I'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. Chris Ashmore has all the latest farming news and views up after the obituary notices. Good evening. The obituary notices this Thursday evening, January 2nd. The death has taken place of Frank Harrell, Gortney Yarn, Carndonagh. Frank's remains are reposing at the home of his stepdaughter Josie Lynch, Ballylosky, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 10 for 11 a.m. funeral mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on the carndonaghparish.com website. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mick McGettigan, Wee Mick, Glen Rhee Carrigart. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Mass can be viewed live on Meva Parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Patsy Toland, Binderee, 1 Talker Road, Golf Club Road, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. Remains are reposing at his home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Patsy's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Hello and welcome to Farming News and Views. It's the first programme of the new year. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, to kick things off, I've been speaking with the chair of the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association, Joe Sweeney, to get his thoughts on what lies ahead in the next 12 months. And we began our discussion with an upbeat assessment of the outlook for cattle and sheep prices for farmers in Donegal.
Well, probably, Chris, at the moment for the next 12 months, as we go forward, at the moment it's looking good for the price of cattle and sheep. I know we went through 18 years where there was no increase in the price of food. That has changed, and the price of cattle has risen, and the price of sheep, they're at an all-time high, which is very welcome. But in saying that, and it's not because we talk about farmers are always saying there's no money, the cost of doing business, the cost of the inputs have risen significantly over the last few years, and it's just the price that they're getting for sheep and cattle at the moment is just all needed to cover the cost and leave some, but very little at the same time. But it's just leaving everything in a better place. It's giving momentum and it's giving encouragement to farmers to keep going.
Yeah, so compared with 12, 24 months ago, at least going forward, a little bit more confidence there thanks to the rise.
Yeah, certainly is. It's great to see. Where, how long it goes, no one knows. It's like the crystal ball, but at the moment it would look like there's a great year ahead for cattle, because there's 60,000 cattle less for factory the year than last year. The numbers have dropped, and the lads that are there should and will get paid for it, and the same way with the sheep. The sheep numbers have dropped, and the price of lamb has increased week on week there in the run up to Christmas, and it normally is later in the year, but at the moment it's even before Christmas they're up there at 9 and over a kilo. So that looks like it's going to continue for the coming few months.
Yeah. Now, we never know exactly what's coming down the track. There can always be the odd fly in the ointment. Look, there could be a spell of bad weather, something could happen in Europe. There's always the unpredictables, and then there are things that are slightly more predictable, things like the Mercosur deal, although that is a little bit further down the road.
Yeah, Mercosur is there. It's signed on, but it has to be signed off on yet, and it needs all the support in Europe. Will they get that support? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? The big countries like France and Italy, the big cattle producers, they're probably against it. Will they get enough support? I'm not sure. It's still 18 months away before it'll have any effect at all here. But the one that I would be more concerned about in the next 6 months would be the likes of the blue tongue in England. It has come from Europe. It's come to England. It started in the East Coast. It has now moved west. Probably, hopefully, we won't see nothing until April or May at the earliest, because it works on a midge, Chris, and as the weather heatens up, it's transmitted by midge. But then we have to remember that there's imports of straw and stuff coming in, and it could put its head up anywhere. And if it would, it would have a big impact on cattle and sheep in this country.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
If you had a wish list for the new incoming government, whatever shape and form it take, there were issues with acres payments and other payments during the years. Do you think we've sort of broken the back on that things are going to improve in terms of getting payments to farmers quicker?
I think so. This year, all right, we can say there was an election. A lot of the payments were made, in fairness. They did seem to get a handle on it. Now, there's roughly 8,000 farmers and acres, one that are still sitting and haven't got a payment, other than the interim payment last April. That is going to be looked at and sorted towards the end of January. So I'd expect them to be paid end of January, beginning of February. They'll get sorted, and then they'll get 2024's payment. But I would say, to be honest, the incoming government, whoever, would have learned a lot from what has gone on in the last year or 18 months with Acres. There was a lot of learning and a lot of challenges before we got paid on actions. This time round, the scheme was on results, and it wasn't just the scheme it was meant to be. So, yeah, I would say for the next round, they would have learned so much. It'll be easier.
Now, going ahead, also the IFA, the guts of 30 branches around Donegal, an organisation that provides a lot of support for farmers. And, you know, if you're giving advice to people, particularly in the months ahead, one of the things I know you have a particular interest in is the mental health of farmers and making sure people can be a lonely occupation at times, that there is help and assistance and people to talk to there at all times.
There is help and assistance, Chris, you're right. All the time, it's just a phone call away, and sometimes it's even actually your neighbour or a friend. Farmers are going into a very difficult part of the year now. Christmas is over. January and February can be tough because lambing starts, calving starts, and it's a lonely time. You see very few, and work takes over for a few months there, and it's just heavy going. And it's just, if you find the pressure, don't be afraid to talk to someone. Doesn't matter who, talk to someone or make that call. There's piles of numbers there that you can make contact to just to talk. And you're never alone, because you guarantee you there's always someone else in the same situation. People you wouldn't even think of. So, no, it's just that time of the year. Don't be afraid to reach out and talk to someone. Don't be alone.
And finally, Joe, the Donegal County Executive of the IFA, your next meeting penciled in for the 21st of January, I think it is, and you have a guest speaker who is going to prove to be a very interesting person to have there with an interesting topic being covered.
Yeah, we have James Staines. He's one of the top probably solicitors or lawyers in the county or the country. He is the IFA solicitor. He is coming to give a presentation at that county executive on farm succession and land transfer. It is a topic that has been covered at different places, different times, but the farming one, there's a lot more involved in it, with entitlements, farm assets, all that sort of stuff, values. He's going to cover that because it's one of them things that a lot of farmers have problems now identifying successors to take over. And James is going to go through all that, giving a presentation on that on the night.
And that was Joe Sweeney, Chair of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. And that County Executive meeting that he mentioned is on in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny on the 21st of January. That's a Tuesday, starting from 8 o'clock, and all are welcome. Well, if you want to contact the programme, the best way is by email, and you can get me at farmingdonegal@gmail.com. That's farmingdonegal@gmail.com. Finally, may I wish you a happy new year. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.